In many spiritual communities, you hear people talk about how our physical world is changing by the incoming waves of energy. Do you experience and feel that as well? Most of you read about it and resonate with this information, but not everyone receives specific knowledge about the influences of energy on our planet and humanity. Keep in mind that when a medium still has much inner work to do, the information they receive is often incomplete because of ego's interference. Very likely the ego is rooted in a belief structure influenced by some expression of fear. Know your source of information and who you listen to. Every one of you is able to receive channeled information, but many of you are not freed from the ego's influences on your personality. This interference creates half-truths and misunderstandings. Fear can also keep you from exploring the soul consciousness and keep inner wisdom hidden. Many are afraid of the unknown and feel like they enter shaky grounds when meditating, because meditation opens the consciousness. Any messages that come through are judged when it goes against beliefs, social conditioning, and religious upbringing, and the ego loves them all. Are you judging yourself and allow those that don't have your best interests at heart to come close to you? You are doing this to yourself, and you can stop this behavior when you take responsibility for your life. Set yourself free from the grip of ego. The ego is connected with the lower consciousness and our physical reality. It's deeply rooted to the basic survival instincts, which are represented by the three lower chakras, and they are the root, the sacral, and the navel chakra. As we transition out of the lower consciousness into the soul consciousness, its chakras are activated and our heart chakra is in the center of it all. Our lower chakras were needed to learn and master skills to survive as a species, and the ego kept everything in check but became overpowering. It was also needed so that mankind could survive during the dark ages with its trials and tribulations. Now more than ever, mankind is accepting its higher self and moving away from the need to survive. We are learning to trust the soul and its guidance, and by doing so the ego becomes a tool to bring awareness to that in need of healing. We can look at chaos as an evil creation, but it also helps mankind to transition out of the lower mind. Most of you live in Western countries and are able to experience and express your spiritual practices and beliefs. We don't hear much about what is happening in countries on continents like Africa and Asia. What we know is that people are subjected to violence and oftentimes killed for having beliefs that are outside the norm. This doesn't mean that a person can't experience a spiritual awakening and receive insights directly from Source. Spiritual knowledge knows no boundaries, and eventually change comes from within and a breaking point will be reached. Only then can a society change and move into the spiritual soul consciousness. Light workers are strategically placed around the globe. They are a movement that will break others free from darkness. Even awful leaders play a part in this, because their behavior brings forth a longing for change and unity. When love is freely given, it transforms and sets everything free, including your ego attachments to things, people, and life events. Even demons need love, for they are also a creation of life and part of the same consciousness. They represent an unacknowledged aspect within you, because this is what they are attracted to. They play with and feed from its energy. Demons don't know love, but they can be freed from darkness when they receive love. It will transform them into a being of light, which in essence they are. Angels and demons are the same being, where one is the expression of love and the other an expression of fear. In mankind, it translates itself into evil or loving behaviors. Darkness and light are connected, but love is far more powerful. Work on your shadow aspects to release that which is blocking the light. It is only in your mind that you are judged for your actions, and it's never too late to change and work on yourself. Sometimes darkness takes over, but in essence you are a being of light.